Now, there's going to be entertainment as well on the roads over the weekend because it's Deja Vu Donegal, and it is a number of not just drivers, but people who have been associated with the Donegal Rally from down through the years. And this time it's a more leisurely look back, and they're going to go through some of the rally stages, the classic rally stages. There's 150 historic, classic and supercars in this. It's happening on Saturday. Well, it actually kicks off on Friday, but the main part of it is on Saturday. And I'm delighted to say that Alan Tindall, the broadcaster and author and a man who is synonymous with rallying, and in particular the TV show RPM, is with us today. And Alan, one of the main people behind this. So, a busy weekend in store for you. You mentioned this to me way back at the time your book came out earlier in the year.
That's right.
So, it's been in the planning for quite some time.
Absolutely mushroomed, I suppose, is the only way to describe it. It's been amazing. This is the sixth one we've done. It's a joint effort between myself and a gentleman called Dr. B.D. Crawford, who used to be a navigator. In fact, came second in, I think, the very second Donegal International Rally. Okay. And we're both retired. We both live in the same town in Hillsborough, just outside Belfast. We had a little bit of time in our hands, so we decided to start these, and we've raised over 100,000 so far for charity. And this time, it's all the proceeds go to the Donegal Hospice, so we're absolutely delighted about that, and the support we're getting because of that is just incredible.
It's like the Cannonball Run with a twist, in that it's a classic rally cars, but a driven for the most part by those who drove them in the event.
Absolutely. It's a sort of big reunion. We call it firing up the memories, you know. Yeah. And the response we've had is fantastic. We bring a couple of sort of superstar guests in to each event. We've got Patrick Snires. Never actually took part in the Donegal Rally, but he was a five times Belgium champion, European Rally champion, and used to take part nearest to here, Logan Park Rally.
Okay.
And he's coming as our guest. And Jimmy McRae, the multiple British champion who did win Donegal, he's coming. And then a very interesting one, we've got a young man called Anthony Warmbold, and his father, Achim Warmbold, actually won the Donegal Rally, the fourth man ever to win it, and the first international person to win it.
Okay. There's a long list of people and names that are synonymous with the rally and synonymous with success in the rally. And there's, for instance, Andrew Nesbitt, six-time winner.
Yeah, well, he's the star. He has to be the star. He's up front. He'll be leading the parade. And he's recreated one of his winning cars, one of his Subarus. He's actually had it wrapped in the exact color scheme. Brilliant. Of his winning car, you know, at his own expense, which is terrific. And he means an absolute cavalcade of people after that. Cahill Curley, three times winner, you know, Soakers and Brian Nelson, twice winner, Jimmy McRae, John Lyons, twice winner, and then of course our own boys, Cullen and, you know, Bonner and all those,
yeah,
and Boyle,
yeah,
all there, you know.
There in person, some of the stars from the rally down through the years, but also, let's not forget the other stars, namely the cars. Mm-hmm. And the cars that were used, you know, by these drivers will be there as well. And I'm chatting about, you know, Mark 1 and 2 Escorts. I'm chatting about Opel Asconas, Porsches, iconic cars.
Absolutely. We're calling it a sort of moving museum. You know,
yeah.
Because the response again has been amazing. We've got Lancia Stratus, we've got Metro 604s, we've got those lovely little French Renault Alpines, you know, and it just goes on and on. And then a couple of supercars sprinkled in, and
brilliant,
a couple of classic cars, and of course the ever popular Minis. It'll be quite a spectacle. There's actually now 165 entries.
Wow! So it will be a spectacle, yeah. And tell us the chain of events over the weekend, because there's a registration on Friday, and then Friday afternoon, then a welcome reception in Jackson's Hotel in Bally Buffet, and then a name that a lot of listeners will be well familiar with, our own Sean Doherty, is actually officially opening it.
That's right. Well, he's a big connection, of course, with the Donegal Hospice, and hence the connection there, you know. Yeah. So we're delighted he's coming along.
And that is Saturday morning.
Yes, 10 o'clock. The sort of the sparking points, you might say, best places to come and watch would be the start in Jackson's Hotel around 10 o'clock. Okay. That'll go on for about an hour, over an hour. Another good place to catch them would probably be Glen Village. And I reckon that would be roughly about 11, from 11 onwards. So about 11:45, then they get to the Singing Pub on Atlantic Drive, where there's a lunch halt. It'll be pretty congested there, but it'll be fun.
Yes.
And then they do the Atlantic Drive stage, anti-clockwise direction, go on over the bridge and into Fannet. They pass the scene where poor Manus lost his life. And that was a very tricky one, because it was always on our schedule, that point, but before the tragedy happened.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to do. We didn't know whether to cut that loop out. But on a consultation with Bernie and the family, she said, oh, no, please, please drive past, show your respect. So we have a big portrait of him there, and people can either stop. The farmer's very cooperative. They can go down into the field if they want, or just pass by gently. And I think that's probably the thing to do.
Okay.
And then head on, Fannet stage, Knockalla, very famous. And I reckon there'll be Knockalla from about 2:15 onwards. Times are approximate, because there's no timing in this, you know.
Right, yeah.
And then the absolute high point will be Remelton. And the Remelton Festival Committee have gone over the top of this. They're absolutely fantastic. We'll have the cars all lined up on the shore road there. There will be a restart arch. There will be a bit of music. There'll be a bit of entertainment all around, a bit of commentary. And then they will set off in batches of 20 behind a pace car to drive the famous Remelton town stage through it.
Fantastic.
And then make their way back to Ballybofey for the gala dinner. But the most important thing of all that I would like to put across is this is not a race. And people competing in it are not asked to go quickly. In fact, quite the reverse. They've got to keep the rules of the road. There will be Garda out. We will have pace cars out. And it would only take one cowboy to spoil the whole party.
But there's no cowboys in this. I mean, it's, you know, you're chatting about people with tens of years of experience in rallying, and I'm sure they'll all observe the rules and the spirit of what it is, which is a fundraising event.
Absolutely, and a big reunion for them all too, because sadly, you normally get to meet people of this age at sad occasions, but this is far from a sad occasion.